Hi, I'm Sarah, and this is my faith statement. Faith to me is a belief that God is always loving and understanding us. While loving and understanding God is to do so for one another. I've grown up in this church and have always found comfort in the community. Just like Jesus taught us, they've loved and opened their hearts to every person that walks through these doors. They've taught me to do the same. Everyone born in the image of God is loved, and worshiping at Brown has showed me that so clearly. Knowing that God loves and understands me has helped me to love and understand myself so much more easily. I recall a Sunday where we learned about and wrote our own parables. My parable was the kingdom of God as a toolbox. The kingdom is always being repaired and built up again. The construction of our faith has never been easy to fully understand, and understanding God has never been an easy journey either. I feel like growing up, mainstream media tells you to believe that there's only one acceptable image of God. Brown has taught me that this is simply not true. God loves you unconditionally, but however you choose to envision God is your choice. How I've come to think about God is that I know who God is, and no single image represents that. We are taught in confirmation that sin is a misstep, but something to be forgiven. I haven't always seen God as an ever-forgiving being, because of what society again tells you to think. God loves you, but at your worst, when you sin, you may not be forgiven. Sure, God teaches you to love and forgive, but I feel like we aren't told enough that when you believe in God, you can believe and forgive yourself. Our missteps are to be used as moments of thought and reflection, while many times they are used as moments of shame. Jesus teaches and welcomes all is something that we hear many times as young children. Yet Jesus, even as our Savior, made mistakes. Just as a person, he took a misstep or two. We as Christians welcome one another, and that's something Jesus did well. He always showed that he was available, while he also took time to reflect. It's important to do so when you really need it. And that's what I've learned the past 14 years of my life, that patience and perseverance are things that we all need. And as I go along in my faith journey, I know there'll be keys to unlock new ideas in my life. Confirmation to me is about learning to be a leader in your faith while also being a follower of Jesus Christ. Before I came into confirmation, I assumed that it would be just an intense form of traditional Sunday school. But I've learned it's not like that. I've learned so much about what it means to be a Christian, and I've always seen loving others along with yourself as a priority. And I know that some people of faith haven't always done so. Unfortunately, many Christians, even today, use God's teachings as a form of dismissal to those different to them. I've come to believe that instead, they should think about what it means to be a Christian now. My experience as a Christian today is being able to recognize the original principles of Christianity, such as welcoming others and being your true self, while also embracing current issues and the evolution of our faith. We've come so far by breaking down barriers and acknowledging the smallest changes on this earth, but in turn, some of us have strayed away from the principle of being our true selves. When I was young, I didn't completely understand what faith meant. I went to church on Sundays without question. I didn't feel forced, but I felt like I would always have some connection to God, no matter where I was in life. Plenty of people identify as Christians, but I've always wanted to know what they believe faith is and how they feel connected to God. I feel God is a protector who loves and always keeps us on our toes. How I view God and I view myself is a story that life can rewrite, and that change is an extremely powerful thing. Thank you.